What are some warning signs we should look for with our relatives and friends when it comes to the possibility of an Alzheimer's diagnosis?
There are a few things to look for in regards to memory impairment and something that's not normal aging. So often people think, oh, it's just part of aging, and really it's not, and there's interventions that can really help them. So some of those things are difficulty with familiar tasks. So if you have the same game that you all play on the holidays, say it's Scrabble or maybe Monopoly, and you all have played this game every year, it's a tradition, and you notice that your loved one is really having trouble either making words or maybe getting the money back to you correctly or just trying to figure out whose turn it is in the game, that might be a sign of a memory impairment. Confusion with time or place is something that we see a lot. It's winter time at Christmas. If your uncle or your really good friend comes in and they're not dressed appropriately, if they're maybe in a t-shirt and open-toed shoes and it's 30 degrees outside, that's certainly a warning sign that they're having a memory impairment problem.
Why are the holidays a good time to notice?
A few reasons. First, it's a time where we're all together. And it's a time where there are very specific things that we have done year after year. And so watching that happen can be a real eye-opening experience. Another thing is dementia is a progressive disease, specifically Alzheimer's or other forms of dementia. So being with them in December, and maybe you came in the summer to visit, you really get to see a decline if you're visiting from out of town versus maybe your sister or uncle who live with them. And so the changes are so gradual, it just becomes kind of their normal routine of, oh, I need to check on mom to make sure she has eaten today, or I need to make sure she's taken her medications. So that can be so gradual that it just becomes part of our routine if we live close to someone, whereas somebody coming in will come into the home and say, oh my gosh, you're grocery shopping for mom now, you're doing her pillbox for her now, you didn't do that 6 months or a year ago when I came in, what's going on?
I get it. We may not notice if we're the one doing it all the time, if we live with a person. What do we do if we see that this is the situation, that things are dramatically different from a year ago? Where do we go from there?
You really want to talk to the person that you're seeing this impairment that you're concerned about. I think sometimes families and friends are very well-meaning, but they have these conversations in the corner or not in front. It's not an intervention. You don't want to sit the person down, but have somebody that that person really trusts and has a real connection to, and have a one-on-one conversation with them and say, you know, are you feeling okay? Are you having problems with your memory? How do you feel about that? And they might say, oh gosh, yeah, I'm having a lot of trouble. And, you know, it's not, if you have problems with your memory, it might not be dementia. It might be a medical issue. So there are interventions that can happen that will help. You know, I know my doctor checks my vitamin D levels. So asking that person specifically will give you that best information. You also want to talk to the family members that are with them and kind of see how much those family members and those loved ones are helping out. And has that help increased throughout the year? Once you have those conversations with the person that you think might have a memory impairment, you want to go see their primary care physician and talk about it and see what the primary care physician says kind of medically. And then certainly there are neurologists that specialize in memory impairment that can really focus on, if this is dementia, what dementia is it? Because that's really important to answer. Is it Alzheimer's? Is it Lewy bodies? Is it vascular dementia? Because we treat all of those differently, and they'll respond differently to medications and maybe diet intervention, social intervention. There's lots of ways to help intervene somebody diagnosed with a memory impairment.
What is Lewy bodies?
So Lewy bodies, it's a little bit rarer. In regards to dementia overall, certainly Alzheimer's disease is the most prevalent. Second to that is vascular dementia. So that's kind of blood pressure, you know, veins, stuff like that. But Lewy bodies is actually, it looks like Parkinson's. And it's part of a protein that forms in the brain. And people typically present very differently with Lewy bodies than they would with Alzheimer's disease. A lot of times what happens is they will be diagnosed with Parkinson's disease because maybe their balance and their gait is off. Lewy bodies disease, they also fluctuate with their cognitive abilities. So one day they can be completely cognitively normal, and the next day they can be very, very abnormal. And it has to do with a protein called Lewy bodies that can be found upon autopsy.
Can you sort of just list three red flags? That's when we need to get help.
A problem with time and place is a big one. Difficulty performing familiar tasks. And then let's say our changes in mood or behavior. But the number one thing in regards to Alzheimer's disease is apathy. So that's that loss of initiative. And really that's one of the biggest signs is the loss of initiative. So if you're on the couch and you know that you need to get the dishwasher unloaded, and you say, I'm going to wait until the commercial comes on and then I'll get up and go. You know, a warning sign of Alzheimer's disease is that person just doesn't have that internal clock. It's not that they don't want to unload the dishwasher, and that can sometimes cause a lot of frustration with spouses as they say, oh, they just don't want to do anything anymore. Well, it's they have a disease that isn't allowing them to really follow through with the tasks that need to be done.
And apparently there is medication for people with Alzheimer's/dementia now.
There absolutely is. There's two types of medications, and research does show that taken together, you know, it is a progressive disease, certainly, but these two medications taken together will increase the cognitive resilience longer than if you didn't take it at all. And there's a wealth of information coming out in the research now where you can do non-medication interventions to help ward off that cognitive impairment. One of those is being social. So, you know, sometimes people just want to stay in the house with the door shuttered, and that's the worst thing you can do for Alzheimer's disease. Staying social, learning new things, and then diet, a Mediterranean-style diet is shown for resilience and cognitive decline. So there is definitely a lot that can be done if you have a memory impairment.
Kelly, you've been amazing, and I'm really grateful for you and to you for your knowledge and your time today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And this is really what I do, so I'm happy to help.